Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You're going to enjoy the lesson today because we're studying about Peter. And of one of the last times that Jesus and Peter spoke with one another, when Jesus asked Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" And Peter replied, "Lord, thou knowest that I love thee." You might want to get your Bibles at this time and turn to where we read this story. It's in John chapter 21. This is the last chapter of the book of John. And our teacher, E.A. Elam, who wrote a Sunday school lesson on this passage for July 15th, 1923, it proposes that it was because Peter had denied Jesus three times when Jesus is on trial, that it may be that that's the reason Jesus later asked Peter three times, "Lovest thou me?" Now, as we come to this lesson, I'm going to be turning to Luke chapter 5, 1 through 11. That's the first time that Jesus called Peter, and we're going to compare that with what we read in John chapter 21. So you may want to turn over to Luke chapter 5 at this time. And while you're turning there, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond Mountain, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. Now let's look to Elam's notes and consider the references he recommends us to read. This one is from Luke chapter 5. Elam writes, "When Jesus first called Peter to be an apostle, it was just after a miraculous draught of fishes." We read in Luke chapter 5, beginning in verse 1, "Now it came to pass, while the multitude pressed upon him and heard the word of God, that he was standing by the lake of Gennesaret. And he saw two boats standing by the lake, but the fishermen had gone out of them and were washing their nets. And he entered into one of the boats, which was Simon's, and asked him to put out a little from the land. And he sat down and taught the multitudes out of the boat. And when he had left speaking, he said unto Simon, 'Put out into the deep, and let down your nets for a draught.' And Simon answered and said, 'Master, we toiled all night and took nothing, but at thy word we will let down the nets.' And when he had done this, they enclosed a great multitude of fishes, and their nets were breaking. And they beckoned to their partners in the other boat that they should come and help them. And they came and filled both the boats so that they began to sink. But Simon Peter, when he saw it, fell down at Jesus' knees, saying, 'Depart from me, I am a sinful man, O Lord.' For he was amazed, and all that were with him, at the draught of fishes which were taken. And so were also James and John, the sons of Zebedee, who were partners with Simon. And Jesus said unto Simon, 'Fear not, from henceforth thou shalt catch men.' And when they had brought their boats to land, they left all and followed him." Well, now let's read this account of this last meeting Jesus is having with Peter, or one of these last. And we find this in John chapter 21. And we are again back at the Sea of Gennesaret, only here it is called the Sea of Tiberias. And we otherwise know this as the lake at Galilee, or the lake there in Galilee. And it says in John chapter 21 in verse 1, "After these things, Jesus manifested himself again to the disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. And he manifested himself on this wise. There were together Simon Peter and Thomas, called Didymus, and Nathanael of Cana in Galilee, and the sons of Zebedee, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said unto them, I go a fishing. And they said unto him, We also come with thee. And they went forth and entered into the boat. And that night they took nothing. But when day was breaking, Jesus stood on the beach. Yet the disciples knew not that it was Jesus. Jesus therefore said unto them, Children, have ye aught to eat? And they answered him, No. And he said unto them, Cast the net on the right side of the boat, and ye shall find. They cast therefore, and now they were not able to draw it for the multitude of fishes. That disciple therefore whom Jesus loved said to Peter, It is the Lord. So when Peter heard that it was the Lord, he girt his coat about him, for he was naked, and cast himself into the sea. But the other disciples came in the little boat, for they were not far from land, but about 200 cubits off, dragging the net full of fishes. So when they got out upon the land, they see a fire of coals there, and fish laid thereon, and bread. And Jesus said unto them, Bring of the fish which ye have now taken. Simon Peter therefore went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes, 153. And for all there were so many, the net was not rent. Jesus said unto them, Come and break your fast. And none of the disciples durst inquire of him, Who art thou? Knowing that it was the Lord. Jesus cometh. And taketh the bread, and giveth them, and the fish likewise. This is now the third time that Jesus was manifested to the disciples, after that he was risen from the dead. And then we read these series of questions in John 21:15. So when they had broken their fast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me more than these? Three times Peter had denied his Lord, and three times here he avowed his love. But what does Jesus mean by the question, Lovest thou me more than these? Scholars differ as to what these refer to. Some say it refers to the fishes and bread. If so, then Jesus meant to ask Peter if he would forsake all things and suffer hunger and want for his sake. If you'll remember, the first time Jesus called, he had left all and followed him. And maybe Jesus is asking him to leave all again. But others think it refers to the other disciples. If so, Jesus meant to ask if Peter loved him more than all the other disciples loved him. Well, the latter to this, to E.A. Elam, thought maybe this was the true meaning, and somewhat a reproof to Peter's boasted love hitherto. While now he could not know the depth of the love others had for Jesus, neither did he know it before when he declared that, although all should forsake Jesus, he would not, but he would die first. So he said, he once declared that he loved the Master more than these, that is, these other disciples. Now, since he had thrice denied the Lord, what does he think about it? He no longer boasts of his love or compares it with that of others, but appeals to the Lord's own divine knowledge of the condition of his heart. Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. Indeed, the Lord knew Peter's heart and assigned him work to do. This is the test of love. If ye love me, we read John 14:15, ye will keep my commandments. So Jesus said to Peter, Feed my lambs. Lambs are the young and tender in Christ, whether they're old in years or not. It is more difficult to give suitable spiritual food which will strengthen and edify the lambs of Jesus than it is to find fault, to scold, or to abuse. Carping, criticism is not edification, comfort, our consolation. And then we read in John 21:16, he said to him again a second time, Simon, son of John, lovest thou me? He saith unto him, Yea, Lord, thou knowest that I love thee. He saith unto him, Tend my sheep. This question was asked by the Lord a second time, and Peter answered the same way. But Jesus said, "Tend my sheep." There's a difference between feed and tend. Tend means to shepherd. It includes feeding, but means more. It means to watch, to guard, and to guide. Peter, who so well understood this, exhorted the elders to tend the flock of God, exercising the oversight thereof. 1 Peter chapter 5 and verse 2. At first, Jesus said Peter should become a fisher of men, and here he makes him a shepherd. Later on, Peter spoke of himself as an elder. 1 Peter 5 and verse 1. Notice he didn't call himself the Pope. He didn't even call himself the elder. He was simply an elder. 1 Peter 5 and verse 1. It is one thing to introduce people to enter the kingdom. It is another thing to lead them as godly shepherds into the green pastures of truth and beside the still waters of peace. Now in John 21 and verse 17, we read, Jesus said unto him the third time, "Simon, son of John, lovest thou me?" Peter was grieved because he said unto him the third time, "Lovest thou me?" And he said unto him, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." Jesus said unto him, "Feed my sheep." Elam writes in this Sunday school lesson, for the third time, Jesus asked Peter the question. The Lord, it seems, intended that Peter would avow his love as openly and as repeatedly as he had denied him. For those who know, it is pointed out, there are two different Greek words used for love in these verses. The first one, agape, which was used by Jesus, is stronger and means love founded on admiration, veneration, esteem, unselfish love, given of choice and devotion. The such love God manifested for the world in the gift of His Son. Such love Jesus manifested in His life of toil and in His death on the cross. Such is commanded toward our neighbors and our enemies. It means action, duty, service, to regard the welfare of all, to wish well, to exhibit free will, good will toward all. The second is phileo. It was used by Peter and means a love prompted by a sense and emotion, such as friends feel for friends, to be friendly, to be attached to long for. You can consult Thayer's Greek-English Lexicon of the New Testament for more on these words. In his question, Jesus twice uses the stronger word, but Peter modestly replied with the latter. Then Jesus, in the third question, dropped the stronger word and adopted the one used by Peter, as much as to say, "Peter, are you sure that you have for me even the love which you declare?" Peter was grieved because Jesus, in asking this question the third time, seemed to doubt his love. Again, Peter, enlarging upon Christ's knowledge, said the third time, "Lord, thou knowest all things. Thou knowest that I love thee." And again, Jesus applied the test, "Feed my sheep." This grief was good for Peter. He doubtless felt the shame of his denial. He no longer is boastful, and his rashness is gone. He is wiser and stronger by discipline. Simon has become indeed a stone. Peter, Cephas. And he goes on bravely to duty and the final death. You know, the duty and the by the manner of death that he should glorify God are foretold in this very passage. It's in John chapter 21, verses 18 through 23. However interesting it would be to consider these, the lack of both time and space forbid. It is a great thing, though, to glorify God in one's death. We're going to look at that in our next class session. So mark your Bibles to John 21.